On Shabbos, we read one of the more puzzling psukim in Sefer Bereishis. The pasuk says, "Vayehav Yitzchak as Esav ki tzayit befiv." Yitzchak Avinu loved Esav because he placed food in his mouth. V'Rivka heves as Yaakov, and Rivka loved Yaakov. The pasuk is not consistent. It gives us the reason why Yitzchak loved Esav, but it doesn't give us a reason why Rivka loved Yaakov. Furthermore, how do we understand Yitzchak? Here you have two sons, a Yaakov and an Esav. One a future patriarch of Klal Yisrael, and the other an immoral, despicable human being. And you love Esav? Was Yitzchak out of touch? And the answer is that Yitzchak is teaching us a tremendous lesson in parenting. Yitzchak wasn't a fool. He knew what was going on with his children. However, in every difficult child, there's always some aspect, some unique midah that we can love about them. And we must try to emphasize that. We must tell our child, "I'm proud of you because of that special midah." Even if he's not doing much right, but tell him, "I love the way you treat your little brother. I really appreciate the way you help me clean up after the meal." Every child has some redeeming qualities. Yitzchak Avinu wasn't happy that Esav wasn't getting up for Shacharis. He was really upset that he was hanging around the wrong crowd. However, Vayehav Yitzchak as Esav, he still took the time to tell him, "Esav, I love you, ki tzayit befiv, because you care enough about me to hunt fresh food for me." And as soon as Esav hears how his father loves the way he honors and respects him, he doubles down on it and honors him even more. The Medrash says that the holy Tanna of Shimon Gamliel said, "No man has ever honored their parents the way I honored my parents. However, in Mitzasi I found, Shekibed Esav la'aviv yoyseh memeni, that Esav honored his father even more than I honored my father." He said, "I served my parents wearing ordinary clothes, and I reserved my fine clothing for when I went out onto the street." Esav did the opposite. He wore his work clothes outside and saved his beautiful suit for when he served his father. Esav was extremely zealous in the mitzvah of Kibbud Av, because Yitzchak told him, "I love the way you honor me." And when a child is shown love and acceptance and they see how you acknowledge what they are accomplishing in a particular area, they now have to live up to and even exceed those expectations because they don't want to let you down. Chazal say, Esav asked Yitzchak, "Abba, haich masrin es hamelech v'satevan? How do I tithe the salt and straw?" Yitzchak wasn't fooled. He saw through his deception, but he still loved him just for asking those questions, because that means he still cares enough that he wants to impress me. He doesn't want to disappoint me. He still wants to give me nachas. Every child wants to be loved and accepted by their parents for who they are and for what makes them unique. People talk a lot about nature versus nurture. When people have children, they want to raise them all in the same way, parent in the middle and hope everyone adapts. And that is a grave mistake. Shlomo HaMelech says, "Chanoich l'nar al pi darkei." Educate your youngster according to their own path. Each child needs to be reared and nurtured according to their own unique talents and capabilities. We must tailor our children's education to their own individual personalities. The one-size-fits-all approach is not conducive to maximizing each child's potential. One child can be a Yaakov, an Ishtam Yoshev HaHolim, a yeshiva boy, cut out to learn 12 hours a day, and his sibling's personality is that he cannot withstand the rigors of a yeshiva life. He needs to play basketball and have a part-time job. The method we use to raise one child will not necessarily work for another one. We can't put them all in the same box. A story is told about a Rosh Yeshiva who wanted to expel a bachur from his yeshiva. The boy wasn't getting up for shacharis, he wasn't showing up for class, and when he was there, he wasn't participating. The boy was unproductive, and the Rosh Yeshiva felt that he must go. Just to get the askama from a gadol, the Rosh Yeshiva went to Rav Shach to get his final seal of approval. And Rav Shach tells the Rosh Yeshiva, "Let me ask you a question about this boy. In the house that he lives in, do you know if there are any shalom bias issues there?" He says, "I don't know." "Are there any financial difficulties in the house?" "I have no idea," he says. "What about, is there a troubled child in the house?" And again he says, "I don't know." So Rav Shach continues, "Let me ask you, do you know the boy's mother's name?" He says, "How would I know that?" "So you mean to tell me that you never opened up a Tehillim and davened for this boy? and you call yourself a Rosh Yeshiva? How can you treat every boy equally and hold them to the same standards when you don't even know their backgrounds and their family history? How can you hold them accountable when you don't even know their challenges and their struggles? Hershach's implicit message was, we don't disown a wayward child. If we have a child who is struggling, we should devote even more attention to them. Show them even more love and affection. Yitzchak understood Esav's nature. He understood how flawed he was. And that's why the Pasuk says, Vayehav Yitzchak as Esav. Yitzchak showed him even more love. Because that is what a parent does. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.